Welcome to the Embodied CEO Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kirsten. We are integrative performance dietitians, entrepreneurs, and business mentors.
And we're tired of RDs not fully stepping into their power.
In this podcast, we're empowering RDs to use their fucking voice and expertise. There's not just a seat at the table for you, but you are the head of the table.
It's time to usher in a new paradigm of leadership as professionals and business owners. We're here to shake things up and have a damn good time doing it. So let's get started.
Hello and welcome. We are back for another episode. We kind of had a break in recording here, Brooke. I feel like it's been longer than I like it to be for us to vent and have our moment. How are you?
I'm good. I missed you and I missed this. We were even disconnected from our normal like business bestie check-ins. So I feel like we have so much to catch up on, both on and off the podcast, but I'm glad to see your face.
Thank you. Me too. I'm glad to see your face. I feel like the podcast might go off topic because we have so many things that we need to catch up on. It's very unusual for you and I to not have like a daily touch point. But we had an ocean between us and 6 hours between us, so that it made it difficult. And you've had a lot going on in life. I've had a lot going on in life, but we're back together today and tell everyone what we're talking about because I am stoked about this topic.
I'm smirking behind my giant microphone and no one can see me on the podcast, but I'm really excited about this topic. We're talking about trolls. We're talking about people who love to give their unsolicited mean opinions on the internet. And I'm excited. I'm already laughing at my thoughts.
Keyword, mean opinions, because let's clarify from the start, we're not against people giving their opinions or sharing their viewpoint. We are against playground bullies that hide behind an app and feel the need to voice things in such a fashion that they hopefully would never do in real life in front of a person. But I say hopefully because I'm losing faith in some pieces of humanity that people wouldn't actually do this in person, right? With some of the things you see on the internet. But that's what we're talking about. Folks who just feel like because it's online, it's kind of carte blanche of I can say and do whatever the fuck I want because they're not real humans with real feelings and real businesses and real lives on the other end of this. And yeah, let's dig into that.
You know what's weird is I've noticed this trend of people creating this whole persona around picking other people's opinions and beliefs apart. And what I think is interesting about nutrition and kind of what draws me to it is it's an emerging and it's an evolving science. So there's a lot of different studies. Some of them contradict each other and you kind of have to sift through and decide what's aligned and what makes sense. And you come to things with your own viewpoint always and your own lens. And I like it. I think it's exciting. And so it's weird to me that I see all of these people on the internet where all they're doing now is like stitching together these critiques, or they spend an enormous amount of time looking for people's posts just to call them out and then make a big deal about it in their stories. And it upsets me because as online business owners, so much of what we do is content creation. I've been having this big transformation process in the background where I'm realizing that we have to be content creators, and that's a part of what we do, and it needs to be fun and exciting to show up. And so these trolls piss me off, to be quite honest, because they take away from that fun and that excitement.
And you know, part of that, I want to circle back to something you said in the very first sentence, I think you just said. I feel like people do it literally just for the likes. It's almost like shock jock on Instagram, right? It's like Howard Stern on Instagram for the sole purpose of creating, oh shit, what's happening over there? I want to watch that, right? Just creating this conflict where there doesn't need to be conflict because like you just said, we have to be content creators in order to put our value out there so folks understand what we do, who we are, who they gel with, who they want to work with. And that means we have to put opinions out. We have to obviously, we function from a space that's rooted in science, but we're not disregarding that 1,000%. But it's exactly like you just said, it's such a new and emerging science. And it's also a science that is continuously changing. And we've all been around long enough to see a study that says eggs will kill you. And the next study that says eat more eggs to prevent heart disease, right? Like it's just, we don't know all the answers. That's the beautiful piece about nutrition and really medical science in general. Let's double back to the episode we did about doctors and science, right? Medicine. There are so many things still up in the air. Nothing's concrete. The one, and we've had this drilled into our heads. The number one rule with nutrition is it depends. So to then make a sport out of coming to someone's place of business and picking apart what they're doing for the sole purpose of picking apart what they're doing to create shock value is really gross. It just feels really ick to me.
It's like if I hate Starbucks. I know this is going to hurt your soul, Kirsten, what? But I hate Starbucks. I do.
Sorry.
I hate
we
it.
Can no longer be friends. Everything is off.
I think it's horrible coffee, right? But I don't walk into Starbucks. I don't walk into Starbucks and I'm not like, your coffee is bullshit. I don't know why you're selling this. It's overpriced. Not into it. I'm leaving. Like, I don't, right. I wouldn't do that. But that's right. What it's like when these trolls go on someone's page and leave these comments that are not productive. They're not asking questions. They're not sharing knowledge. They're not having productive conversation. You're literally just being a bully.
Yeah. And it's exactly that piece of what you just said, right? Like, there's nothing productive that comes of it. Because if someone were to come to someone's page and say, I have a different viewpoint than this, and they're open to discussing the different viewpoints, even if we never come to an agreement, but we're discussing like two adult humans discussing different viewpoints, then hell yes, I'm all for that, right? But the second it turns into this, I'm being anti just to be anti, like anti for the sake of anti, why? Like, what's sad in your life that you feel the need to bring this energy into my life? Like, I'm good over here. Like, if you don't like what I'm posting, goodbye. Like, you may leave. This is the beautiful thing about the internet. You don't have to read what I put there. If it doesn't gel with what you think, then just keep scrolling. It's really not hard. I see a lot of shit all day on the internet where I'm like, well, that is not what I think. And guess what I do? I just keep scrolling because it doesn't affect me. It's not like, why would I go to just piss somebody off for the sake of pissing someone off?
Yeah. And I think that some of these things we can address, but there's a better way to do it. Like, I've been very vocal, and you as well, like, we're not into low carb, a lot of nourishment value. And like, we take a really strong, clear stance on that. But I don't tag every single carnivore diet, low carb zealot ever. Like, I don't, you know, you can go, you use this for content to generate creativity, but don't be that person that's calling people out by name and picking people apart when you just don't need to. And I, as someone who's like been at the receiving end, it hurts my feelings. I have definitely shed tears over trolls, if I'm being honest, because I value what I do so much. And it's so hard and it's so vulnerable to show up on the internet and be like, this is who I am. This is what I believe. This is what I do. It's like sharing your heart with someone.
Yeah.
And so I wish that people would think about that and then engage with people in a kind way, like you said, hopefully that they would do to their face.
Well, and it's what you said a second ago. If you were to walk into Starbucks and say that, guess what? Starbucks will not lose an ounce of revenue because it's Starbucks, right? They're a machine. Like, it will not lose an ounce of revenue. For every Brooke who hates Starbucks, there's a Kirsten who loves their soy lattes with just a splash of coffee because I don't go there for the coffee, right? Like, they'd be fine. But you and I and every other entrepreneur on the internet, it is not just our livelihood, but it is our life, right? Like you just said, we share who we are because what we do is so closely intertwined with who we are, because we are practitioners that deeply believe the science, that are deeply rooted in what we know of the science and the experience we have and all of the academia that came before to do that, but then also intertwined with our belief system, how we practice, how we interact with our clients, what we try to show. And we have to vulnerably share who we are. So if someone comes into that place of business and shouts, that's a whole different story than someone walking into a Starbucks where everyone's like, I don't give a shit. This is my favorite place ever. Right? Like, it truly has an effect. Like you just said, on your psyche, we've all shed tears over this. You and I know we've been on conversations offline so often about this, right? Where it's like, I can't believe this just... And we talk each other off the ledge, but that shouldn't happen. And it's not just the revenue piece, which is real, but it's also the you're attacking a person. And that's just gross.
I think the worst cases I've seen, like shockingly thinking to a situation with another dietitian, that I think was the most brutal thing to witness, because it's like, it's hard enough in our profession to advocate to be dietitians and like who we are. And there's a lot of people who do a lot of different things. And I don't agree necessarily with the specifics of the way some people present intuitive eating, for instance. Like, I don't always agree with every piece of it. And that's okay, because that's not what I practice. That's just not aligned with my values or how I run my business. And that's fine. But I keep it separate, and I respect that they're a dietitian who has the same education. It's pretty standardized. We receive the same education. They just have a different viewpoint and opinion, and so they practice differently. And I think it hurts even worse when it's like, I'm watching other dietitians tear down other dietitians really publicly just so that they can get attention and get content to screenshot for their own stories. That just feels really, really wrong to me.
The fact of people tearing it down for the sake of their own content, when it's within our own team, it's our own, like, we are here to try to show up to promote this profession. And there's something ridiculous, like one dietitian for every 16,000 Americans or something. That was a while ago that I saw this statistic. So don't come at me if that statistic is no longer correct. But the point is, there's not many of us. Let's leave space for all of us to practice in a way that feels aligned, is based in evidence-based science, always, obviously. But knowing that the science requires application, and you cannot simply practice from here are three lines in a book of the scientific code that I learned, because that's not reality. Humans are not textbooks, and humans are not finite. So we have to leave room for interpretation for everyone to do their ethically best to help their clients. To tear that down for the sake of tearing it down is disgusting.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't give a shit if someone's translating it different than me. Like, I really don't give a shit if someone's like, this is what you should do based on this information. And I'm like, well, I would do it this way. Like, I don't really care, as long as you're not giving harmful advice. You're not going to hurt them. You're not going to harm them in some way. Then I don't care, you know? And I think that there's beauty in doing it differently. And it was really interesting to watch this illustrated when I was interviewing for dietitians to bring on the team. I gave them all the same exact scenario and put them in front of the exact same person to talk through this scenario. Every single person had different nuggets of wisdom that were different suggestions of how they would apply this help that she needed. So I just thought it was super cool and a good reminder that we all have received all this education, but we bring our own spin to it and we bring our own interpretation. And I think that that's really freaking cool about science. And I wish that I just saw more respect from other practitioners, because I would agree with that statement of people in your mastermind is the top of the list of what concerns me and the backlash I get is other professionals. It's not potential clients. It's not clients. It's not family members or whoever, friends. It's being under the scrutiny of like very like demanding, in a way, like hardcore competitive dietitians. I don't like it. It makes me nervous. And I think that we need to understand we're on the same team. We're on the same team. If we're a dietitian on Instagram and we have a business, we're extra on the same team. Okay. Like, we're all just here trying to make it together. And so I wish that people would just think this through when they're doing these things. And I know Instagram has come up with this TikTok-esque feature of stitching. And I've seen this done tastefully where people are just like honestly being comedic about it. But I've also seen people tear people apart for one sentence they said that they have no context to. They have no greater understanding. And you would be shocked, because I would say I have like a very hippie spin on things. There's a lot of research to support a lot of things, like putting your feet on the earth to help ground yourself in the actual electrons in your body. Okay. There's science to show that. But I'm sure there's other practitioners, when I make this awesome post I'm going to make, that are going to be like, you are absolutely batshit crazy. And you know what? I think it's hard to overcome that fear of like, I don't want to be chastised.
And I think this is how we become a profession of nervous Nellies, right? We're a profession of imposter syndrome driven, highly educated, highly qualified experts. That's insanity. And not because the outside world is putting that pressure on us. The Gwyneth Paltrows of the world are freaking telling you that you need to drink juiced celery every day. The medical medium came up with juiced celery. This dude doesn't give a shit about scrutiny, right? And no one's going after him. I mean, dietitians are going after him, but he didn't care. He's just doing his thing. The majority of the universe embraces that shit. There is zero science to back that up, right? And before someone comes at me, there is science to back up being hydrated in the morning, period, full stop, right? Like, someone's going to pick that sentence apart. It's exactly what you just said. People pick one little minutia of something and take it entirely out of context and take it entirely without understanding who the person is. And the beautiful thing about Instagram, if you're paying attention, you can get who the person is and what they're about and what they do if you just give them an ounce of your attention for more than 10 seconds, because you can see what kind of practitioner they are. You can hear from their clients the difference that they've made. You can see what their intention is and what they're after. And if you then specifically find the one nugget where someone either didn't fully explain themselves or maybe even misspoke, because that also happens because we are humans, and you harp on that and you blow that out of proportion, simply to tear somebody down without regard to the human effect you have, but also the revenue effect. Let's talk about that for real, right? Because this is our business. What kind of integrity is that? If we're preaching ethical practice, how is that ethical?
100%. I 100% agree with this. I will spend 4 to 6 months working with a client so that they have a really strong basis of nutrition and how to apply it for their life. It's super hard when we're trying to communicate this in 15, 30, 60 second clips. You cannot understand my entire nutrition philosophy. I cannot give you every asterisk of every little tweak I would make for different scenarios. It's just not possible. And so I think that that's something to keep in mind when you're looking at other practitioners' posts. Like, you're not their ideal client. If as long as they're not hurting anyone, just respect other dietitians on the internet. I don't think it's that difficult.
It really isn't, because it comes down to basic respect of other people on the internet, right? Like, even when I see an influencer who preaches things that are absolutely not scientifically accurate, I still don't go tear them down, right? And I don't even comment on 99.9% of those posts when I see them. The only time you'll find me comment on one of those posts is if someone like calls something out or asks a specific question in the comments, and I'm like, I can answer that. But even then, I'm like, this is not my thing. This is someone else's post. This is someone else's life. This does not concern me. I'm going to stay in my lane and do my thing. It's not hard to not be an asshole. Like, it really isn't. And I have 3 kids, and if I can teach children that it's not hard to not be an asshole, as adults, professionals who've gone to college, who've interacted with other humans, who have had education on how to counsel other people, we should know better and we should do better. Like, let's be better.
It's so weird though, because we go to school to learn all these concepts about how to help people and interact with people. But I don't know about you, in my education, I didn't feel like I actually bridged that gap until I went to my internship. I did not know. It was really just very like book smart. And I think that some of the 4.0 students who were, that was their thing, were some of the shittiest dietitians in practice I'd ever witnessed. Like, if I'm being honest, it pains me to say this, but I think that that is a different type of learned skill. And so it took those people that I'd witnessed a longer to learn that skill if they just weren't naturally people person or whatever. I was not book smart, okay? I was scraping by. My internship director and everyone else was just as shocked at my successes. But you know what I did value is I really valued connecting with other people. I was a personal trainer. I was a group fitness instructor. I was a leader in all of these other spaces. So I knew how to talk to people and I knew how to help. Okay, the science, I understand. Here's how I can help you. So that was something I excelled at. And I think that there are different skill sets that have had to be learned. And I don't think that we should harp on the education piece, because I always see, like, I don't know if other professions are like this. Maybe it's just a medical field thing, but the letters behind the name are like very taken very, very, very seriously. And there are some people who have like ridiculous, like 6 to 8 different sets of credentials. And I don't know what half of it even means. People don't know what mine means, so I stop giving them to people. And I just tell people, all you need to know is the alphabet soup meant I went to school for way too long and I'm really nerdy. And that's that. And so I don't think that your education necessarily makes you better than someone else. I think that the best skills have to be learned outside of the classroom, in fact.
I fully agree with that. And you said you learned yours during your internship. I'll even go as far as saying I didn't even learn my interpersonal counseling skills really in my internship, because a lot of it was hospital driven of like, you have 7.5 minutes to see this one person before we have our next consult. And basically you need to tell them that this is their carbohydrate count. And then you need to leave and you need to write it in a chart, because this is old school before we had computers. So I had to physically write it in a chart, which, you know, had to be a soap note, which you don't even remember what that was, because you guys never learned soap notes. Probably we had to write a soap note that no one ever read. The point is the skills come through lived experience. And you just compared this to other professions. Like, I know people, again, my husband's in IT. I know some of the smartest, most successful IT people, and they barely finished their 4-year degree, right? But they are innovators in their space. They are the smartest, most adapt, most creative people. And it has nothing to do with the education. They have the education. They know how to do the things. They know how to program. They know all of that. You and I have the education. Everybody has the education. And just as a side note, I was that 4.0 student. I graduated with honors. That's not the piece that makes you a good dietitian. The education is the piece that makes you understand science. And it doesn't matter what your grade was that you got while you did that. Do you understand the science? And then, like you said, can you translate that into reality? Because we're not in a lab. If you're in a if you're a dietitian who works in research and you're in a lab, cool, that is fantastic. You better really understand the science and the chemistry and be able to, you know, come up with all your organic chemistry nomenclature that I have since forgotten because it is not relevant to the application of what I do every day. But if you're going to work with humans like you and I do, and everyone pretty much who's an entrepreneur on the internet in this space works with humans, you have to be able to interact with humans and learn and gauge your experience from doing exactly that, from practical application with actual humans. And it's not going to be clean and tidy and black and white and, you know, packaged with a neat little bow. It's just not going to be because we're dealing with humans. And you have to be able to respond and adapt and pivot. You have to be able to do those things to respond to what the body's doing, what the mind is doing, what the human is doing. And to then judge somebody else when you're coming from a place where you're not adept at doing that piece and you're not adept at helping the actual human and you're just harping on, I read the study and it said that, no, that's not where you then interact and tear somebody apart.
Yeah, and I think that the worst case recently that I remember seeing of this was actually an RD, PhD doing research. And I think that there was a huge disconnect there and understanding the point of view that we come from and what we do and that point of view. And so I think that, I don't know, I just think there's like these big gaps in how we approach things. But I think that it's an opportunity that makes it exciting because you're going to want to work with someone who you're aligned with and we can interpret things in our own way. And I just want other people to understand that even if you disagree, like if I ever misquote or say something wrong, like I would want someone to reach out and DM me, be like, hey, why do you feel this way? Or did you mean to say that? Like what's this about? And I've actually had really good conversations with people about different things like that having to do with carbs of all things that really triggers people for some reason. But like, let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about it. Cause I personally would want to know, but like, I don't want to be publicly shamed for like misspeaking, you know, like it's just, I just think it's very, very strange. And I wish that I saw a little bit more respect so that it wasn't this whole like coming at each other. Like it feels too competitive and too catty sometimes. And I think that we're missing a huge opportunity as dietitians. And if that's how we're going to treat each other, and if we're not going to be respectful and connect, because we can help each other move forward, truly.
And it goes back to what we talked about in one of the earlier episodes about how as dietitians, we don't want to share the secret sauce. We feel like it's somehow skin off our backs if someone else is also doing fine. And I don't want anyone doing fine. I want everyone doing amazingly. That's what I want. That's why we're here. That's why we have this podcast. That's why you and I do what we do. It's because as a profession, as people, as humans, as women, as entrepreneurs, we deserve better, we can do better, we should do better, and we should elevate each other to do so. Because every single time one of us takes a step up, it is easier for the next person to take that same step. You and I didn't have people doing that before us. I will not be the person that doesn't do it for the person coming after me, right? And to then, like you said, to purposely prevent someone else from practicing without shame, without public, you know, it's almost like a public display of just spectacle, right? That's all it is. It's just a public spectacle of look at me tear down this person for nothing. It's unnecessary. It's counterproductive. It does not move us forward. It brings us back to high school days when I did not participate in that kind of shit in high school days. I made a wide berth around people who functioned like this in high school. I will most certainly not entertain people who function like this as an adult. And at this point in my life, it's going straight to block. Like I'm not even entertaining the conversation anymore. It's going straight to block. This is my space. This is my house. How dare you show up in my house screaming at me? I would kick guests out the door if that were to happen. So this is my space. This is my house. And these are my rules.
I love it so much. I think that's great. I think it takes a lot of confidence to get to that place. And if other dietitians listening are like, oh, I totally relate. This is hard. Like, just know it does get easier the more you do it. And then eventually you'll be like, here, Shannon, you'll be like, fuck you, block, we're done.
Done. And like, caveat on that, I have shed the tears. I have been frustrated. I have questioned myself. I've had to reach out to other people. And by people, I mean Brooke, to talk me off the ledge and reassure me that things are fine and I'm fine and I'm safe and everything is good. I will just no longer put my nervous system through that. I have enough other shit to deal with. Listen, we all have lives. Some of us have kids. We have houses, we have pets, we have responsibilities. This is not a thing I need to take on. Somebody else's unhappiness with their existence in this space is not something I need to load onto my plate. So denied. You are simply uninvited to the party and you are blocked.
I love it so much. I think that hopefully the message is clear. Like, don't do this to other dietitians. And if you've got an issue or you're concerned about something, shoot them a DM and have a reasonable conversation. But, you know, I really haven't seen that on the internet. And most dietitians are not, they're just giving information that's different. It's not necessarily harmful or like not based in science. It's just different. And that's okay. And I hope that also too, we can start to move forward in supporting each other on the internet, because it's hard. And I think that it takes a lot of bravery to show up in this way, to start a business and to be on the internet and to put yourself out there.
Yeah. And for those of you who are intimidated to really show up because you have imposter syndrome, because you think someone's always judging, always. Don't let that be the reason that you do not show up fully, because you will end up handicapping your life. They're not even going to think about you after they're done. So don't carry that with you. Don't make that the reason that you don't show up. If you need support, Brooke and I are here. Like, reach out in the DMs. We're happy to talk through that, because this is a real thing that happens. The more you show up, the more you share, the more someone's going to feel triggered. Don't let that be the reason that you stay silent.
Absolutely. And I think the more authentically we show up, we should do an episode about this and like how to show up on social media. We've covered the trolls, but now like how do we show up? And I think that there's a lot of opportunity if we can just really let these expectations and these fears go and show up as authentically as possible.
I love it. I think that's the bottom line takeaway, right? Keep showing up as you. Keep practicing what you know is ethically in your lane and that you believe, and combine that and intertwine that with your lived experience of how you interact with clients, and you will always come out on the right side.
I love it. There's been really good conversation too from previous episodes. I've loved seeing what people have to say and like the conversations that have come out of it. We had some great conversations after the DM sales scripts are dead. So that was really cool. So that's like, let us know your thoughts. Yeah. Well, I got a really good question, and we'll wrap up and kind of recap this. And then I want you to tell people about what's going on in your world business-wise. But really good question was like, oh, well, I message people who like just to say, hey, and like, let them know if I need anything when they follow. And I'm like, truly, as long as it's aligned and you're doing it because you want to reach out and connect, do it. But I just think the days of like scripted stuff is over. But if you authentically like that's your personality, and every new follower you're like really excited, you want to reach out and connect, like do you. That is not a line for me. I don't do it. But if it is for you, do it. So I think we've had some really good conversations about differences in how we run businesses, and it's been really fun.
Yeah. And keep reaching out, right? Because we want to hear what you guys think when you hear these conversations, because I think they're going on in the heads of most of us. We're simply bringing a voice to them because we're tired of having them behind closed doors. So anyway, I think that was a good one today. Trolls.
Yes. Do you want to share what you have going on this summer? Because I feel like you have a lot of exciting things for dietitians going on this summer.
We have lots going on. I would love to share. So for one, I'm kind of sad. Our current cohort of the Realigned Business Mastermind is wrapping up, and it was an incredible group of humans, but we're enrolling for the next one. So if you are looking for movement through the momentum of mentorship, this is what you want. This is what this mastermind is. It's incredible humans coming together. I mentor, I lead, I teach, but I keep a really close tap on where everybody is, because we want to move forward from the space where you're at. So that's what we're doing. I'm also taking on a couple one-on-one private business clients. I only have one spot at the moment, but throughout the summer that will kind of shift. So if that's what you need, if you need true guidance of how do I move forward, no matter where you are in your business, I have folks that are just starting out. I have folks who are way deep into their business and it's next level kind of time. That's happening. We're also rolling out a bunch of programs, because there are specific things where I keep getting questions, and I know you get these too, Brooke, and I know you do the intensives to do this, and I want you to talk about that in a second, but specific questions where folks are asking, how have you done this in your business? How is this working in your business? What are the actual tangible things that you're doing? So we're creating programs specifically around that, because I don't want anyone to have to recreate the wheel. Like, don't start over. Don't do it from scratch when someone has already done this. And that doesn't mean do it my way. That's not my style. I'm going to show you options, and then I'm going to teach you how to do it your way, because it has to always align. Everything comes back to it has to align. So all those things are going on. We also had a name change, which you will see in the show notes. But if you need to find me on Instagram, it is now at the Kirsten Screen, K-I-R-S-T-E-N. Do not misspell my name. I am not Kristen. You won't find me. Anyway, it'll be in the show notes. You guys can read that later. But connect with me there. Anything you need, just reach out. But tell us what you're doing, Brooke.
Yes, I have intense 3-day business intensive that I do for people that are just getting ready to launch their virtual private practice. So it's everything you need to know in a crash course of 3 days. And it's really, really fun. It's really cool watching people who have done it then build their business and flourish. So I love it so much when we can have the freedom to create a business that's aligned for us. It was really overwhelming, I know, when I first started. So it's super helpful to have all the things ready. So it's like your launch pad to start your virtual private practice. I also have one-on-one spots opening in July for someone that does need to like plug in, they need help, they need direction, and I even have one-off strategy sessions. So there's different options available on my website, and that's westnutrition.co, not .com, .co, westnutrition.co. And just hit me up in the DMs. If you got questions or you want to know more about it, just that's the best place to find me would be in my DMs.
Yeah, same. Awesome. Well, this was super fun. I enjoy our conversations. And I think we have a guest next time, right? Next episode, we have a guest
with
us.
We do. Our first ever guest on
our first ever guest. And she's amazing. She's a fellow dietitian. You guys are going to love her. She's way into collaborating like we are. So it's going to be super fun. So listen in for that one. And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, Brooke, you can find me on Instagram at westnutrition.co, and you can visit my website, westnutrition.co.
And to connect with me, Kirsten, head on over to Instagram and look for Your Fitness Dietitian, or head to yourfitnessdietitian.com on the web.
Make sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast.
And now go out there and disrupt that status quo.